really appreciate all of your hard work and working with me and the other folks at the MVB to kind of make all this possible. It's kind of amazing how far we've come in 20 years. Back when we started, there wasn't one engine company that supported biodiesel. So it just goes to show you how a lot of hard work, a lot of effort, and a lot of cooperation between the engine companies, the petroleum companies, the biodiesel companies got us to this place today. Because if it wasn't for the pretty close to $50 million, maybe more than that, of engine technology treatments, diesel technology investment, investment in testing, investment in specifications, we would not be here today. Because in order for these engine companies to feel comfortable to support biodiesel, they have to know the product's going to work. And we spend a lot of effort in this industry to get the specs to where they are. We're continuing that process. And without all of that, these folks wouldn't be here talking and bragging about their vehicles, and we're awfully glad that they are. So I'd really like to thank Ezra and the Diesel Technology Forum for their partnership. It's been a great partnership. We look forward to the future of diesel engines. And for those of you who don't know, the diesel engines today are over 90% cleaner than the diesel engines of 2004. Diesel engines are cleaner than natural gas, or as clean, cleaner than gasoline, or as clean. And when you put diesel technology, which has 30% carbon reduction, or 30% better mileage, whichever way you way to look at it, and biodiesel, and potentially hybrids, you've got a 1-2-3 punch for clean diesel technologies being the potential future for our industry moving forward and for our society. So I can't thank enough, express enough appreciation to the engine companies. So let's give all of the presenters and all of the companies here that are supporting biodiesel a round of applause, please. And you know, Jennifer wanted me to make one last point, and then I'll make it quick. We're right now right around the 80% level of the engine companies and diesel vehicle companies in the U.S. that have diesel offerings support B20 in all or portion of their product levels. We want to get that level to 100%. And we're working with the light-duty manufacturers, the European manufacturers, to do what's necessary to get us to 100%. So we really want to thank those engine companies that have worked with us to get to this point. And we really want to work positively with the engine companies to get everybody to B20 support across the board. So that's going to be our goal moving forward. And we really look forward to that, and we look forward to everybody using B20 in their vehicles in the not-too-distant future. So with that, I'll toss it back to you, Jennifer, and thanks for everybody for all the help and support.